This is an RNIB talking book.
The Fox Busters by Dick King-Smith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Fox Busters.
Chapter 1. The Ambush. One April morning, 12 pullets from the flock at Fox Earth Farm were playing an energetic game. They were long-legged, athletic young chickens, still short of the point of their first lay, and thus free to roam all over the place without domestic responsibilities. While foraging together in the barnyard, they'd come upon a strange and interesting thing. It was, in fact, a large, brown-and-white striped humbug, wrapped in a twist of transparent paper. The farmer had dropped the sweet from his pocket when he pulled out his handkerchief to blow his nose. The pullets didn't recognise the humbug as food, but they were attracted by its stripy colour and the crackliness of the paper when they pecked at it. Anyway, they were bursting with energy, and just in the mood for a game. One picked it up and dashed off across the yard, pursued by all her friends. All were anxious to grab the trophy, and it was dropped and picked up again, tossed high in the air, and caught or passed from beak to beak to the excited cries of the players. They were jolly girls, healthy girls, hearty girls, and they shouted to each other as they played.
Chuck it here! Chuck it here! Chuck it, chuck it, chuck it! Back! Back! Pass it back! Hard luck! Oh, hard luck! Quick, quick! We'll play, chick!
How they scuffled and tussled and ran and chased, racing about the yard in their long yellow legs, until at last...